And Daf Yudamet Aleph, we hear in the Mishnah, Eton Adam Perchem Ba'aver Ve'elam Amashe Yismoichu, Hilchi Shabbos Chagigis Vameilis Areihem Karorim Atluyim B'Sairo, Shehin Mikra Muet Ba'alochis Merubes. Hilchi Shabbos, so the Gemara asks, a michtal ksivin. So Rashi says, Tuva Azoris ksivi b'Shabbos. There's many Azoris. So what is Pshat? My mikro muet de koma masnisen. So what is the mikro muet? There's a lot of psukim that are mazer on Hilchi Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Lucht Rababe. The Omer Rababe, Achayfe gume b'Shabbos. He does not need the gume, he just needs the off of the gume. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That this halacha, that's harorim tliyim b'sayra. What does Rashi say? Chayfa gume, boine binyanu. He doesn't need the gume, he just needs to take the offer. Afal pi shabinyim bonui, ein chayiv mishum boinu. So that's what he wants to come and tell us this. So the Gemara asks, keman ke Rab Shimon? So the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. The Gemara answers, I feel a time of Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom, Mesakim. Every Meloche, Shein Tzrichel Agufe, that Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayiv, that's because there is a Mesakim. Hoche Mekalkalu. But here is a Mekalkal. We'll see Klor and Rashi exactly what the Gemara is saying, but just let's finish this again. The Gemara asks, "My karorim atluyim b'sayro." Why is this karorim atluyim b'sayro? So the Gemara answers, "Meleches machsheves osro teira." Meleches machsheves like sive. The whole mekayel of this halacha is because it's not meleches machsheves. The Melacha Shein Tzricha Leguf is not Melachas Machsheves, or Mekalkul is not Melachas Machsheves. And the holding of Melachas Machsheves does not say by Shabbos, it says by the Melachas HaMishkan. There's only a remez muet that you need Melachas Machsheves by Shabbos. Because it's Michas HaParshis of the Melachas HaMishkan to Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. It's ain't a tzricha legufe. Kidain melacha zayis. She'ain't a tzarich lebinyan ze. He doesn't need the binyan. He just needs the off. He doesn't need the binyan. Rabbi Shimon Omar Milsei Gabi Moitzi es hameis b'mita lekayvay b'shabbos. Rabbi Shimon said, "Is a loch if a person takes out a mace b'mita lekayvay." The Kamar Rab Shimon Potter al Heitzozu, but he's Potter, even though he's taking out the mace from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRam, he's Potter al Heitzozu Sheberitzoinoi Lehoisa Bo Eilok Veloi Hoya Tzoricho. What does Rashi mean? Pesus and Shabbos Tzadik Dalet brings down this Lashon of Rashi. Let us speak by another case, then we'll come to this case. Pesus says this Lashon, Beretzoinoi loyhoysa bo eilo, loyhoye tzorich loy, she'eina elo lesalko me olov. That's how Pesus brings down Rashi. Now, Tosfos gives a marshal. I think from the marshal we'll understand this case. K'moy tzad nachash, shalai yishchenu. But a nochosh is chasing him, and he traps the nochosh. The birtzainai shloihaya ba'olam. So the thing he's doing the malacha with, l'chayra the nochosh, he would prefer b'chlal that the nochosh shouldn't be here. V'loi haya tzarech lo. And he doesn't need the etzem malacha. Elo l'salik me'olam. Only to be misalik, he doesn't need the malacha to trap the nachash. He only needs the malacha seder to prevent the nachash from chasing him. So it seems there are two tnaim. He doesn't beretzaynai lehaya ba'ilam. The thing that he's doing the malacha with, he would prefer that it shouldn't be here in Gansen. So let's go now to a mace. That means he would prefer b'chlal that there shouldn't be a mace. Then he would save himself from then he would save himself from what he's doing now. He'd prefer that there shouldn't be a mace in his house. V'loi ha'yitzorich lo, and he doesn't need the ha'yitzor. Doesn't need the ha'yitzor because he wants the mace there. Elo l'salko me'olo. He only wants to get rid of the mace. He wants to get the mace out of the house. So if we have this combination, that he would want b'chlal that there shouldn't be a mace, there shouldn't be a nachash, and the purpose of the malachi he's doing and he doesn't need the malachi. Only for siluk. The only purpose of the malacha is, the purpose of the tzor is to be misalik the mace from the bayis. The purpose of the tzeder is to be misalik the nochosh from biting him. So that's called a malacha sheinetzricha legufa. From a mele, so the gemara, so comes out a mishnah going according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara answers are full of time for Rabbi Yehuda. The Pole Galei, Moide Bahach Gume. Rabbi Yehuda will also be Moide that is put on this Gume. The Ilu Hosam HaKoyver Es HaMeis Mesakenu. There is a Mesaken. I Choyf a Gume Mekalku Es Chatzeri. So here, a full according to Rabbi Yehuda will be put on because he's a Mekalku. Now, the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that a koiver es hameis is also a malacha sheinet zricha legufa. It's etzim kvura, not only the haitzor. The kvura, when he's koiver hameis, it's a malacha sheinet zricha legufa. The Sfas Emes in Shabbos says that the whole purpose of the kvura is that he shouldn't be munach megula bebizoyin. Not that I want him here. I want that he shouldn't be megula. That's why I'm putting him in the kever. So maybe we also have the same combination. But tzaynei lehoye tzorich lo that the b'chadli should be a mace. And that what he's making a kever is he just needs the kever that the mace should not be megula lemaila. So Memela, so it seems Akever Asameis is also Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, but Al Kaponim, the Kever is not called a Kilkul, that's called a Tikkun. Bilo Hasam Akever Asameis Misakeno, that is called a Tikkun, that there's a Mokim Al Kaponim to conceal the Mason, so that's called a Tikkun. But so there Rabbi Yehuda holds Jechayim. I chayif a Gume Mekalkul Eschatzeret. Umayka rohim de kama masnisen, de masme sheyesh ktsas remez min hatayre, rohim atluyim besayre, but there is a remez, lelamidze, umahu a remez, what is the remez? So the remez is, meleches machshebes, shehameloche, this is a graish machshebe, the rishash in the Beiris Hamayim, Shemalocha chishva b'daitai. He was, Malachas machshevas means he was machshiv the malocha, and niskaven lo, he wanted the malocha. B'zeloi niskaven lo lebinyin zeh, here he wasn't machaven b'chlal for the malocha. He was a machabim for the malachim. By the other, that's the Chayre Rashi is explaining at malacha shein tzricha legufe. At mekalkul mestamer, it's also felt malachas machshavis. I think then the word it means it has to be choshev. If it's a kilkul, it's not called choshev. Lefikach pata. V'zehu remez muet. De'ilu malachas machshavis b'shabbos leiksive. Doesn't say by Shabbos, Ela b'mishkan udavsi, ufi she'somach, v'parshas v'yakel, parshas Shabbos, l'parshas mishkan, anu l'meidim, melechas machshebes, v'shabbos. Arasi taisviz, lich de rababe, so ufi emes, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that mekalkulin apota. So Taisa says, "Who adin l'shar mekalkulin the pturim avemotz l'meima? If l'maise, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a mekalkul is potter, so you don't have to ask. Why did the Gemara chapon bafke achoifa gume? There are many mekalkulin. El revuse kumashibala. The afal gav did tzorich la'ofo, even though he needs the ofo." So even though in this action that he's doing, in this pa'ula that he's doing, there is an accomplishment. He needs the offer. He's getting the offer. Let's elaborate a little. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that Mavir is a mekalkel. Chayvel is a mekalkel. A person is chayvel ba'adam, and he makes that blood should come out. So he's a mekalkel. If a person burns something, so he's a mekalkel. So the Gemara says, let's not get into the sugi. The Gemara says, amavir v'tzorich la'afroi. But what if the purpose of the havore is because he needs the ashes? A chayvel v'tzorich la'kalboi. Or he's making chavola, he needs the blood for his kelet. So then the Gemara says, that's not called a mekalkul, that's called a mesaket. So we see if there is a reason for the pula he's doing, so that's called a mesaket. So that's what the Chiddush of Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, but over here he's not called a mesaket. But I forgot the tzorich la'ofo. Miftik, even the late Tzorich Leguma, and there's a tremendous chilek between that case and our case. That case, let's say by Havore. So the Malacha is the burning, whatever he's burning. So that's the Malacha. He's being Mechalat, he's burning Eitzim. So the Malacha is the Kiloyan of the Eitzim, the destruction of the Eitzim. That is the Malacha. Now, if he doesn't need ashes, so this is a Mechalkal. He's destroying wood. If he needs ashes, so this malach is a mesaket, I'm creating ashes, I'm a mela, so. Or the same thing, Taisvah says in Shabbos, let's say the Issa malach, the Issa chayvel, is netilas neshama, ki adamu anefesh. So extracting blood is, I'm taking out neshama. No, if I'm taking out neshama, letzerech kalboy, so, okay, so that's called, so this pula is not a pool of kilkul, it's a pool of tikkun. I need neshama for my caliph. So the netilas neshama is the deitzos adam is a tikkun. I have now dam for my caliph. So there, the etzem, so by havore, if he needs ashes, so the etzem asiyas ha'efer is a tikkun. So my mail, that's called a kilkul. I need eifer, and I'm making eifer. That's called a tikkun. Mashenkin over here, the malach is the gume, and so I need offer. So in the gume, there's no tikkun. The tikkun is that I have the offer, but the malach is the gume. That's what Taisa says. Avagav the tzorich la offer, miftik, even the loy tzorich la gume. He doesn't need the gume. And so therefore, and the gume, he's a mekalkul, chatzera. Malachas Machshavas Oscha Torah. Now, I think to really understand the Taisvis, we have to Tosfos and Shabbos Tachsach Meir is much more clearer. Then I just want to go over the lashon of Tosfos and Shabbos, and then we'll understand the Hemshech and our Tosfos. Like Tosfos is really starting in the middle. He says Rashi said that the gather of Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. So Rashi says Shabertzoinai Loihoisa Bo'elok. He would prefer, let's talk about Tzedis Nochash, he would prefer Bechlau, there shouldn't be a Nochash, so that means the Dovo, that the Melacha is being done, he would prefer that it shouldn't be here in Gansan, that the Nochash Bechlau shouldn't be here. V'loiha Yitzorich Lo, and the Melacha that he's doing, he's only doing L'Tzorich Tzilok. He's not doing the Tzede, to capture the Nochesh, he's doing the Tzede to be Mesalik the Nochesh. The same thing by Haitzah. Birtzayne Leihaisa Be'elof, he would prefer Bechlau that there shouldn't have been a mace, doesn't need a mace. And the whole Haitzahs of the mace, and the Leihaisa, he doesn't need the Haitzah, only Elo Lesalik Me'elof, Shein Elo Lesalik Me'elof. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos asks, let's speak about a second case. Kireya bechamosoi lemirme emsa ha'an shebeisa. The Gemara says if a person tears a beged, the purpose of the tearing is because he wants people should respect him. So Bamela, by tearing the beged, they'll see he's violent or kaponim, he means business, and he'll accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So the Gemara says this is called a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So Tosfos asked, the hosam tzorich le malacha, there he needs the malacha, v'raitze she'yehei ba'ila. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi's explanation, there it doesn't make sense. That means, bishloime by tzedis nachosh, so there, the Bertzainai Lehoisa Ba'ela, he would prefer Bechlau, they shouldn't be a Nachash here, so the Dovo that the Malach is being done with, Bertzainai Lehoisa Ba'ela, and the Malach is the Lehoisa, and he doesn't need the Malach, only Letzerich Siluk, Lehitzorich La Ela Lesalke Me'ela. That's, so Ela Lehitzorich La Ashein Ela Lesal, he doesn't need the Malach, he doesn't need the Tzay, the Ela Lesalke Me'ela. But over here, Fakel, he needs a beged, and he needs the kriya. Fakel, he needs a beged, so he needs the malach is being done in the beged, so he needs a beged to make kriya. And he needs the kriya, needs the malach to, not le salik me olav, he needs the kriya, or a kireya al meisai. And the Gemara says this is a malach shein tzricha legufa. The Gemara also says, Saisa almanas livnais kemoi betchile. That means if there was a binyan here, and he Saisa almanas livnais kemoi betchile, he doesn't want to make a better binyan, he wants to make a similar binyan. But it's also called amalocha shein tzricha legufa. Tosfos asks, He wants the stira. I mean, now that there's a binyan here, he wants the stira. So Tosfos says further, "Ve'ein loy mad loy nichalei sheyitzdarech lemir me'emes." So Tosfos says maybe Rashi means more than that. He says in the case of nachosh shatis. He would have preferred that there shouldn't be a nachash here to begin with. And the malachi he's doing with the nachash is only lesalke me'olah. That's called a malachi shein tzricha leguf. Here lemaisa, let's say in the case of lemir me'emis anshei beisa. So he wants the malachi. He wants the beged. He wants the malachi. But he would prefer that they should have Eima from him without this action. So maybe he will also say the same lotion. You go a step further. That means if the whole purpose of this kriya is because they don't have the acheretz for him, so he would prefer that they should have the acheretz. So that's also called birtzaynay lehoysa bo'eilov. And the same thing by a kereya al meisai, birtzaynay that there shouldn't be a meis, you wouldn't have to make kriya. So Taisvus was mesupik if Rashi went a step further. That means Rashi, be'emison, Rashi spoke about Seydes Nochosh, Rashi spoke about Eitzor, and there the Birtzaynoi is in the Dvorim that he's doing the Moloch in. He would prefer there shouldn't be a Nochosh. And the Seydes only Lasalke Meyolov. So it's Mugbal in the Moloch that is being done, and in what the Moloch is being done with. And in these, and if that is the whole criteria for Melachah and Tzricha Lagufa, this does not apply by Kereya Al Meisoi or Kereya Lemirme Amis Al Anshei Meisoi. So Taisu says maybe Rashi means more. Rashi means that Birtzoinoi, that they shouldn't have to be Mirme Amis Al Anshei Meisoi. He says the Matziv that forces him to do the Melachah, if he doesn't want this matzav, he'd prefer that this matzav shouldn't be here. That's also called melacha sheina tzricha legufa, because I don't want this matzav to be. So then Taisves asks Akasha and Rashi, say Bezoi, the Gemara says, where was their kereya in the Mishkan? Kereya in the Mishkan was when, by one of the Yerias, there was a hole in the Yeria. So they weren't able, Stamazay, to sew up the hole because it would pucker. So they would tear the beget, it would be kereya the beget, and then make a seam. So that was kereya in the Mishkan. So if you say a melacha shein tzricha legufa means, or also includes, that he would prefer that there shouldn't be a matziv, that I would have to do a melacha, so he would prefer there shouldn't be a hole in the beggar, that have to be kereya the beggar. Or Taisvis asks, by melachas kriya, that one is taifer a beggar korua, so there's melachas taifer, so also say the same thing. He would prefer that the beggar was not torn, that he wouldn't have to make tfira. And that is zichanachu. Kriya is a melacha, and tfira is a melacha. So that's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. That's how Taisvus in Shabbos is the Kasha and Rashi. Now our Taisvus already jumps to the second assumption that Birtzoinoi Lehoiso Ba'elov is Taisvus had a Kasha from Kereya Bachamosoi. So you have to say that the Matziv that is forcing him to do the melacha, b'ritzaynoi shalayayso ba'elav, that this matzav shouldn't be. He shouldn't be a novel, and he shouldn't be tzorich l'mir ma'im san shebeise. So then we have problems from kereya bigdoi, with novel b'idarno, and teifer abeget kerua. Now let's see Taisus. Perish Rashi, she'ein etzricha legufa b'min melacha zeis, he would prefer that this binyan b'chlal would not have occurred. So memele v'lo yitochin. Timkein b'chol melochis nami kigoin soiser amenas livnois bimkaimai. The din is if he's boine something more than there was the first time. So this is called a melacha tzricha legufa. Lama mechayiv. If you say that the situation if you would prefer that the situation wouldn't be, so this is also called a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Lama mechayiv leinecha leish lehoya habinyan boilam. He would have preferred that this binyan shouldn't be. He wants to build a better binyan. So he'd prefer that this binyan should never have been his, so he wouldn't have to be soiser it. So that should be called the Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. V'chein bekereya yeriye shenofal bo darna, amenas litva, the same thing, a person tears a yeriye, that there was a hole in the yeriye, and he's tearing it in order to mend it. He would have preferred that the Bechal shouldn't have been a hole. V'chein teifel beged kerua gamkein leinichelei bekhaza miyoylam. In the Beiris HaMayim, some emele, kikoi reya be'aveloi, vikoi reya bachmose lemirmese emese anshe beisoi. So that means, Taisvis is saying, how do you say pshat in koi reya bachmose in kreya be'aveloi? The Gemara calls it a meloche shein tzricha legufa, and there lecheiritz fakert, he wants to make the kriya. He wants to beg it, he wants to be kerei the beggar. So al kochoch, you have to say, according to Rashi, but if he doesn't want the matziv that brings a, that is mechayiv the kriya, so that's also called birtsoinoi elohoi soboi love, so mamela, that's called the melacha shein tzricha legufa. So mamela, so nofel boi darna should be a melacha shein tzricha legufa, and teifer a beggar karua should be a melacha shein tzricha legufa. That is Taisvis Kasha. L'chein nira l'ri l'forish. A different shot. And again, the Lashon of Taisvis here is not too clear. Let me just say over the Lashon of Taisvis and Shabbos. K'sha'oise m'loche v'ein tzorech l'oisoi tzorech sh'hoyo tzrichen lo b'mishkan. Together m'loche sh'ein tzrichen lo gufe. Are you doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan? You're doing it for a different purpose. Ki hatzeirech shehoisa hameloche nasis b'shviloi hu guf hameloche v'sheiroshay. So the Rav Shimon that holds meloche shein tzichi leguf is potter, he holds that the purpose of the meloche, that is the meloche, and that is the sheirish of the meloche. And the person says, that's cool. So if you want to do the meloche, you need the meloche. If you don't need the meloche, you're potter, because you're not doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. L'chein nir l'ri l'forish, she'ein eitzach li'ke sheirish she'isha. He doesn't need the purpose of the Yisa. K'gay noche, she'ein eitzach l'gume, she'ya meloche. V'chein meitzi meis b'mite. He says, the Haitzah of the Mishkan, the purpose was because they needed the things they took out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRam because they needed it in the Rishus HaRam. Here, Napshad is they need the mace in the Rishus HaRam. They want to get it out of the Rishus HaYochid. V'harbi d'chosh ha'pek ha'metzniyeh v'loi domi l'mlechas ha'mishkan sh'ayitzrichin l'iker ha'malochim mechabe mishim tzorech ha'pchomim. When they made kibbutz, because they needed the ashes. But say this troshim v'chilozen, because they needed the troshim v'chilozen. So therefore, atzod nochosh amanash lo yishchenu. So I don't need the nochosh. I'm not doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. And the purpose, that's called the ikam malachin. According to Rav Shimon, it's only called a malach if you're doing it for that purpose. Zogt Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah that Chagigos are also the same category. Ein lem amashe yismoichu. Shabbos Chagigos are harorim atluyim besara shem mikra muet v'aloches merubes. Harorim tluyim besara, mikra muet. So the Gemara says Chagigos. Michtov Ksiven, Kedamrina Leer, Mevragoise Moisa, it says you should make a Chagiga, Shibashomim, we learn how to Dikas one day, and then there's a Dintashlumim. So this, the Chagigas it says, what's a Mikramuet, Nahalorim Tluyim Besairo, Halachas Merubis, it says. So the Moshe says, Leitzrichach domo leira popo labaye, mimai devai bechagoyse moise chag la Hashem zviche. How do you know, Bechlal, that this pasuk means you have to shechta kolm chagige? Dilme chaygul chaga. Maybe it means you should dance. You should make a rekide. Taisa says chaygul chaga. Yesh mefoshim loshim mechaylis. Kabaya chaygul v'yanu kashika. So where does it say in the pasuk that you have to go and bring a kolm chagige? Maybe it means you have to dance. Rashi says, Chaygu Chaga Laharbe Simche. Maybe that's what you have to do. So Mar says, Elamayata, how could you say that the Chagoysim means to dance? The Chsivi Yachaygu Liba Midbach, Hanami the Chaygu Chaga. That also means you should dance in the Midbach. The Chitayim Ahachinami, maybe say in Hanami. That's Pshat in this Pasuk also. So it seems that v'yechaygalu b'midbar means that she be makrev korbonis. Korbonis chagiga that she be makrev, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told them, gam ata titem b'yodeinu zvochim. You also give us, we'll be makrev korbonis, and you also give us korbonis to be makrev. She see v'yechaygalu is a lotion of a korbonis chagiga. So my male, so that's of a chagoysim is also the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, how do you know that that's pshat over there? Dulma hochi kama rachmona ichlu ushesu v'chakoyge choge kamoi. Maybe a postig means you're chagoli ba midbo baita you should dance. And that what Moshe Rabbeinu told, gam atam titam yudeinu, zvochim, zvochim does not necessarily mean kabonis. Zvochim means you'll give us meat, we'll have what to eat. So we're back to the Shaila that Rav Papa asked Abaye that who says v'chagoysim means that you make a kolm chagige. Could be it means you chagali choga. So the Gemara says leisal kedaitach. You can't say that v'chagoysim is a loshon chagali choga. T'chsiv leyolin chaylev chagi ad boike. So what's pshat and posig that the chela from the kol mechagige, you have to make sure that that you shouldn't be mailing that boik, you should put it on the mizbeach. V'sal kedaitach the chaygali chagahu, if you'll say that the chagoysim is means to dance, tarba lechaga islay, so how does fats come in? So you see klo, that is a kolben, that, and you have to be makta the imurim, and then you should not make halona say imurim. Like, you should make sure they should be on the mizbeach before boika. So the Gemara says, now, how do you know that loyolon chelav chagi means the chelik of the kol mechagige? The duma hochi koma rachmona. Chelav habo bizman chag loyolon. The pasuk means to tell us that there's no special korban chagiga. No, the korbanis that you are makriv in the chag, you have to make sure that there should not be halona seimurim. That's pshat and pasuk. But there's no special korban you have to be makriv in yontem. Let us see what Rashi says. Edul mahochi kamachmona ichlu ushesu v'choygu choge kamoi. Vahai zvochim dikra lav shlomim ninu elo v'zavachta bo salechel. It means stamos etid meat. So the Gemara says, it says, how could you have such a havamin? It says, lo yolin chaylev chagi. So the Gemara says, maybe that means chaylev habo bizman achag. Im boso lahakriv korbonis nedorecho beregel. There's no such a thing as a special kol mechagiga. If you want to be makrev, your kol, your korbonis, nedorecha beregel, lo yolinu chutz lemizbeach ba'alois hashachar, that they have to be on the mizbeach. You shouldn't be meilem dimurim chutz lemizbeach, but it's not speaking about a special kol mechagiga. It's speaking about that in the chag, there's a iser of alonis seimur. So the Gemara says, so that if that is the case, Elama Ata, Habo Bizman Chag, who the Loyolim? So the Pasuk is telling us that the Kabonis that you bring, Yontev, the Chag, who the Loyolim, then you have to be mailing the Imurim. Ha the Chola Shone Kula.
So but would seem, but Kabonis should bring the whole year. Yolin, he started when the same shot in the Pesach. So the Gemara says, it says, Kol Alayla Ada Boike. It should be Al Moigda Kol Alayla Ada Boike. So you see, Klo, that a whole year you have to be Makter the Imurim. So it can't be Pshat and Pesach. Lo Yolin Chaylev Chagi, you shouldn't be Melim the Imurim in Beregel. A whole year not allowed to be Melim the Imurim. Let us see Rashi. Ada Boike Ksi. He ha oila al moigda ala mizbeach kol alayla ad haboike. Mikan onu lemeidim shemale kol alayla eivorim updorim shal kabone shenishchitu ayoyim. Avuloy me'alois ha-shach alamayla denifsulu belina. So if the Pasuk is coming to tell us that one should not be mailing the murim, one has to make sure that on the mizbeach before boiker, so that we have that can be pshat in the posik. It says enough in the posik. Kol alayla ada boiker. So the Gemara says, dilme imahu hava mina hu la esse. That's an esse. That's true. The esse is coming to tell us that every night of the year you have to make sure that you have to be makta the murim before boiker. In Tosa Brachmona, hai lelav, in the posik lo yolin, chaylev chagi is that a yontif, beregel, there's a lav to tell you that you shouldn't be mailing the imurim chutzlam mizbeach. A whole year there's an essay, and beregel, there's a lav. So again, but it could very well be, there's no special kolbin, there's no such a thing as a chagigi. Chagi means yontif. And the pasuk is telling us that there's a lav. If you're mailing the murim, beregel. In fact, the Gemara, the lav, so you want to tell me that this pasuk is coming to tell me that there's a lav, beregel? The lav cause of korachina. There's another pasuk that tells us there's a lav of halonis emurim. We'll see in Tosis that this pasuk is also speaking about Alonis Emurim. So al kaponim, so a lav of Alonis Emurim, there is the whole year. So al kochach layolin chelev chagi means not bichagi, no means the chelev of mine chagiga. So koch there's a kolm chagiga. So the Gemara says, no, the Dilma laver olav b'shnei lavin ve'eser. No, could be, we'll stick to the old types. Lo yolin chaylev chagi means that b'chagi, you should not be mailing the chaylev. You should not be mailing the imurim. You ask the kasha, why does this say special chagi? These are dinim, which are negeya the whole year, and there's a lavin and eser in the chanami. There's a lav and an esse the whole year. Every night of the year there's a lav and an esse. And when it comes chagi, there's another lav. Lav rolo, vishnei lav and v'esse. So memele, so we're back to rapopis kashe. So how, who says b'chal v'chagoysam oisoy, chag l'ashem means you have to shechta chagige. Maybe chagoysam means chagu chag, you have to dance. And Loyolim Chelim Chagi is something else. Is telling us that in the Dorim, that your Makrev in Beregel, there is an Issa of Halona Seimurim. So the Gemara answers, Alo Osye Midbor Midbor. We learn how to say Reshove Midbor Midbor. Siv Hoche V'yachoy Guli Ba Midbor. You ask the Kash, maybe Yachoy Guli Ba Midbor means they should dance in the Midbor. No. Siv Hosam Azvochim Umincha higashtem li bamidbar. So you see, so the bamidbar of Azvachim and Mincha speaking about korbanos. Azvachim and Mincha higasht li bamidbar. So just like this pasuk is speaking about korbanos, is v'yachaygulu bamidbar, we learn that Xerah Shav is also speaking about korbanos. And v'yachaygulu, so means korban chagiga. So al korbanim, eistis, malol and zvachim, avkan zvachim. So we learn out from this Gzeirah Shoveh that there is such an inyan of a kolbem chagige. We learn that midbar, midbar. Frag the Gemara, so what's the arorim atluyim b'sayra? So it's a gzeira shava. That's not called arorim atluyim b'sayra. So the Gemara says, because you really don't have a gzeira shava, because divrei kabbalah lo yofinam. So it's only if the rem is mu'et, so the ikar is not mefurish b'kro. So that means we could learn chumish and say there's no such thing as a korban chagiga. There's only a remez mu'ed from midbar by midbar by midbar that there's such an Indian as a korban chagiga, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Umay karori matluyim gzei reshove raye gdoyle. This is a good raya. This is not a roi matluyim b'sayra. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a true gzeira shava, divrei Torah mikabbalah liyafinan. Hilkach remez ba'alma, so it's only a remez ba'alma, and perkelt, and so that's the harorim atluyim b'sayra. Let us see Tosfos. Bizman chag hu deloyolim. The Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara asks that if you're telling me that the pasuk means that there shouldn't be male in the murim bisman chag, so the Gemara asks, that is enough in the pasuk. It says kol alayla da boiker. That's the kasha. The Gemara says no, it's coming for 11 and a say. So Taisa says kimuk minim so lachere. This kasha is tamazoya kasha. If you'll say that the pasuk is talking about a chagige. So we also have the same kasha. So why does the pasuk have to tell us by chayil of chagi, the chaylig of chagige? There's an iser halone. It says kol alayla da boi keksiv. So why did the Gemara ask this kasha only if you learn the pasuk means bizman chagu de lo yolin? But a whole year yes, and the Gemara asks a kasha. There's a pasuk kol alayla da boi ke, and if you learn it means that the chayil of chagi, the chagiga, there's not the chayil of a chagiga, there's a isa alone. Could also say the same kash. Why need a pasuk in the chayil of chagiga? It says kol alayla da boiker. So Taisa says kimit min nekro bechagiga leshayich lekshuye bechagiga hu de lo yolim hakol shal kabonis yolim haksiv kol alayla ada boiker. Then you can't ask that kasha. He says, here it says that Avcha Chagigi shouldn't be male. And then here it says, Kol HaKabonis. Yeah. So Taisu says, because then we would say, HaKosh HaKabon Shalom, HaKsiv Kol HaLayal Zabayke. So Taisu says, Umukminin Lo, L'Chol HaOilon Ala Mizbeach. And that is going on Kol HaOilon, whatever is on the Mizbeach, you have to make sure it should be on the Mizbeach at night. It shouldn't become possible in it. So Taisa says, no, if you'll say that the pasuk is talking about chagige, the kalameima talehave mukminin kro rak lo'ilo, then I would say like this, that the pasuk kola laila da boike is speaking about an oilo, shahu, that's a gibahu, bahu, kulei kolu, and this is kulei kolu. So by an oila, there's a din that kol alayla da boik. Avo shal kabonis the meichik the kmail. Avo shal kabonis kigoyin shlomim v'chagige sheinam kol iloy. So what does Taisvi say? So Taisvi says that if the pasuk layolin chaylev chagi is speaking about a chagige, then I don't have any problems whatsoever. Then I would say the pasuk kol alayla da boik is speaking about an oilom. And this pasuk is coming to tell us that a chagige shlomim a chagige, there's also an isa halon. So memela, so it's not kasha. So then we have to understand, but what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, but if you learn lo yolin chaylev chagi, is not speaking about a chagige. It is speaking about what? The kabonis you are makriv in the chag. So then the Gemara does ask a kasha. So we have ready a pasuk al alayla adaboyke. So the Turi Eben and the Brei Misoda ask, we still have the same teretz. You can say the same teretz, that just the way you would say, if the pasuk would be speaking about a kol mechagige. So you would say that the ayat says kol alayla adaboyke, that's speaking about an oila. I would say that's speaking about an oila, and here the pasuk is coming to tell us that a chagige, there's also an iser halon esemurim. So if the pasuk is speaking about yontev, it's speaking about nedarim of shlomim, it's speaking about chayl of chagi, it's speaking about chayl, it's not speaking about an oila, it's speaking about emurim. So it's also the same thing. So what is the Gemara's kasha? This kasha, the Turi Eben and the Brei Misoda ask on Taisvis. So the Gemara says, we need this pasuk for a lav. So the Gemara asks for a lav. We have a pasuk for a lav. Lo yolin min habosa. So Taisvah says, v'af al gav d'mukminen l'kro b'perik elu dvorim b'chagige sh'necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echot. This pasuk b'chlal isn't speaking about, we're speaking about a chagiges yudalit. That means the boso that was geshochten erev yontev, erev yoim tezvov, b'yoim harishay. So you shouldn't be mailing it leboiker of tezayin. So that means, so you shouldn't leave over the boso till the boiker of tezayin. So the posik bechlal is speaking about alonas haboso. Not about halonas emurim for that night. Let us see Taisus Kash. Va'avah gavda makmina l'kro b'perik elu dvorim b'chagige sh'necheles l'shnayomim v'layla echad. Speaking about the chagige. Va'oid, and forget it, so speaking about the chagige in boike means tezayim. Va'oid the bosok seed, whatever it's speaking about. Aba says v'yolim in ha'bosok. So we're not speaking, so this bosok is speaking about Halonas haboso, not about Halonas imurim. So what are you asking? You have a posik on Halonas imurim, a lav on Halonas imurim. This posik is speaking about Halonas haboso. By the posik see, the mashma achilas odom. Mikol mokim Taisvah says, mafkinin minei tarti, midachsiv bayoim harishoin laboike, leksiv bayoim hashlishi. That means that, really, the way we're learning Pshat in the Posik, that the Posik is speaking about Chagigas Yudalit, so Beloyolin min haboso ashetizbach be'erev, should not make halona from the boso ashetizbach be'erev, laboiker means yoim tezayim. So it should say, not b'yoim horishin laboiker, it should have said b'yoim ashlishi laboiker. That's what it should have said. If boike means tezayim. So al kolchoch. So that what it says, bayoim horishain lo yolin, bayoim horishain is going on the emurim. That if you shechted the kolben, the chagige erev yontev, so v'lo yolin b'yoyim harishin laboike. So that means that's another pshat in posik that says yoyim harishin to come to tell us that you're not allowed to make alone semurim ad yoyim harishin yoyim tezvov. So memele. So that's why the Gemara knew that it's going on alone semurim also. So the Gemara says, good, you have a lav on alone semurim, a laver olov b'shnei lavim. Maybe it's coming to tell us that you're over two lav. So Taisus says, why should you say such a thing? V'afo gav dem rinin ba'omer laver olov v'shnei lav. V'afo gav dem rinin ba'omer kol heicha dikel medrish tarshinin v'loim bekminim b'lave yisayri. So Taisus asks, why should you say such a thing? That this posik lo yolin chelav chagi means the chelav that you makrib b'chag, and it's coming to tell us an extra lav. Why should you say kolecha dikla medrash tashinim la mikminu b'lavi yaseiri? אך ישעני שאין להמידוי בכל בן חודש שלמצינו כיועצי בי בתיירה. That means, what's the other alternative? The other alternative is that the Pasuk is telling us about a new type of a korban. The Pasuk is mechadish to us that it is a korban chagige. So in order, that means so kozman, I could be matchedis, and I could say that could be there's no such new korban of korban chagige. So I can assume that it's coming case this to tell the lava olo bishnei lavim that that's better than to say a chiddush that the Torah is machadish a new type of a kol. Shleimetzino ki yaitze bei betay v'doim eloi. That the Tosfos brings a similar gemara. K'may shemetzino bereish yevomis the mekmina lo yegale knaf oviv b'shemeres yovam shel oviv. Speaking about that the father's brother died, so there's now a new lav. How does a lav of every yevam leshuk? They see a eshes hameis achutzal leizo. And now the Gemara wants to say leyegale knaf oviv is speaking about if she was a shemeres yovam to your father. So there's a new lav, two lavin and shemeres yovam. So that's a lav yaseire. There's another alternative. You could learn shat legala knaf oviv. Knaf sheroiv oviv means anusas oviv. That anuisa, that an isha that the father was ma'anis is also to the ben. But the Gemara did not want to say this because then it's a psamachudish tikedin. We never had such a din that there's an isa of Anusas Oviv, even though there was no krevis at all to the father, there's no relationship to the father. All the arayas that we know, the krevim, here Anusas Oviv would be an Isa without any krevis, without any ishas. So in order to avoid this chiddush, the Gemara says, so maybe it's coming for Shemeres Yovam Shel Oviv, which in Yisod is Lavi Yiseiri, but it's better to say Lavi Yiseiri than to say a chiddush. That is speaking about a mechudish teke isa. So the Gemara says, Lefiha emes, how do we know that the Pasuk is speaking about a kol mechagike? We learn out, Bamidbo. V'yachoygo li Bamidbo. Just let me say over the lashon of the Morei Mesodeh, he says, this is a bissel vagreist. For hog zeire shove osi lilmoit, alo yolin chaylev chagi, the zeire shove is coming to tell us, and the love of lo yolin chaylev chagi, the mairi be kolbonis chagige v'loi b'shar kolbonis. That's they want to fill around the words in Tosfos that the Gzeira Shove of Bamidbar Bamida is now Megale that the Loyol and Chaylev Chagi is speaking about a Korban Chagige because we Choyguli Bamidbar speaking about a Korban Dumiyah Den Hazvochim Uminche Gashtem Li Bamidbar. Zogt the Gemara weiter Meilois. We hear in the Mishnah that Me'ilois are also from the Harorim Atluyim Besare, Shem Mikra Mu'et, Valochis Merubis. So the Gemara asks, Me'ilois, the Dim Me'ilois, Michton Ksivim. There's Psukim on Me'ila. So Me'ila, why do you say that it's Valochis Merubis, and then Michtam Ksiva, this psukim, Oma Romi Bachome, Leinitzcha Elolir Dechtesnan. We mean this halacha. Hashliach Sheoso Shlichusai. A person had Moi Shal Hegdish, and he was unaware of it. And he made a Shliach, he gave the Shliach this Moi Shal Hegdish to spend, to purchase something. And the Shliach was also Shlichusai. So the din is, Balabayis Moal. So the Meshaleach has to bring a korban mila. Keren chaymish v'oshim. loy also shlichu soy. What is if loy also shlichu soy? The shliach did not purchase what the mishalach told him to purchase. Mevatel the shlichus. Is then the shliach mo'el. Then the shliach is mo'el. Let us see what Rashi says. Ashliach she'oso shlichusay. Balabayi she'hoyo biyodoy mois hegdish. Balabosed mois hegdish. Nischalfu b'mo'isov. And now he mixed up the mois hegdish with other money. V'nosnon b'shoigik l'shliach. V'omaloy, and he was under the impression this is mois chulin. V'omaloy kachli mehem cholo koitalis. Im also shlichu soy balabayis mo, v'zeh karorim, this is harorim, shesh litmoye v'loyme, v'chi shliach zeh choto, the shliach was choytem, shahoytzei mois hegdish, u'balabayis mischayv kerem v'choyme shlovi oshem ilis, v'ra yedu alonu b'chol asha, shen shliach l'dvar aver, shen shliach mischayv a'idei shluchoy, Sheleach mischayv ayidei shluchay. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that where do we find such a thing that he's a chayte, the shlich is a chayte, and the mishleach is mechay. So this is b'chiyos shlichos samaymo b'chiz a chayte b'zeh mechay. Aynu karorim atluyim b'say. Omar rove umay kushe. What's the kashe? Dulme shani mila diyalfa chayt chayt mitrume. We learn out chayt chayt mitrume. There's a gzereshova chayt chayt. Ma hosom shluchay shal odom kamoy. So just like by trume, one can be memana shliach to be mafrish trume. Avkan shluchay shal odom kamoy. So see by the chet from meile, there's a din of shluchay shal odom kamoy. Ella Omarove, Loinitzucha Eloch de Sanya. That the Mishnah is, so this is a portion, this is a Xereshov. A Xereshov is not, Harorim Tluyim Besar. No, that what the Mishnah says, you have Harorim Tluyim Besar by Mile. For a second case, Nizkar Balabayis, Voloinizkar Shliach. The Balabayis reminded himself, the Balabayis reminded himself that it's Mois Hegdish. V'loiniskar Shliach. And the Shliach did not know that it's Mois Hegdish. So then, Shliach Mo. So there's Anan Sadi, that when the Balabayis found out that it's Mois Hegdish, the Zichah wanted to be Mevatel the Shliches. So it's considered that the Shliach is doing it by himself, he's not, the shlichus of the mishalech became bottle. Is mo shliach, so the shliach is moil. So shliach mo, so shliach anya maika ovid, nebuch, the shliach, what did he do? He was unaware of everything. And lemaisi is to bring a korban mila. Hainu karorim atluyim besayro. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Niska balabayis, beraisi begbascha de mila, vachigasin l'chdesanya. Niska balabayis, shahain shal hegdish. The balabayis reminded himself that it's hegdish. Ad shaloi higiya shliach eitzel chenveni, before the shliach came to the chenveni. Veloi niska shliach, and the shliach never found out that it's hegdish. Voitzion, and he went and spent it, Hashliach Hayev. So this already is very mechudishtik, Shliach Anya Mayovid. What did this poor Shliach ever do? Why is he Hayev? Nehei the Balabayis Potter. Good, that we can understand the first Allah of the Balabayis is Potter. The Kivin din Nizkar, since he reminded himself that it's Hegdish and Ansadi, the Sulei Nechelei Bishlichusei Dahayech. He's not niche with the shliches because he doesn't want the shliches anymore. Umei hashte lav shluchayu. And since he doesn't want the shliches, so automatically becomes, it's considered like a bitala shlich. Umiyu shliach my ovid. But why is the shliach chayiv? So that's a chiddush, that's a rorim tluyim besara. Shliach anya my ovid. So the anya karorim tluyim besara. Omar avashi my kush. I don't understand what's the kasha. Dilma midi dava moitzi mois hegdish lechulim. All the time a person goes and has mois hegdish. He doesn't know that it's Mois Hegdish, and he's Moitzi Mois Hegdish Lechulen, so that's the Poshe Din of Kol Mila. So the Shliach is also the same case. He has Mois Hegdish in his possession, and he's not a Shliach, and he didn't know that's Mois Hegdish. So Mamele is Chayiv Mila. So what's the big Chiddush? Elo Maravashi Lenitzra Elo Lechdisnan. No, okay, the Mishnah is speaking about another case. Notal even oikoyre shel hegdish, areize loimol. A person took an even of hegdish, she's not moil. Nos no lechaveire, but if he gave over this even lechaveire, who moil, then he is moil, the noisin, lechaveire loimol. So what is the first din? The first din, he took it himself. Notal even oikoyre shel hegdish. Mechdei mishkal shoklo. The first case, when he took the even for himself, mali hu mali chaveiro. What is the difference when he gives it over to someone else, then he's moil? So it's called his moitzi mina hegdish. And if he takes it for himself, not al even aikoyre shal hegdish, he's also moitzi mina hegdish. So why in the first case he's not moil, and why in the second case he is moil? Mali hu mali chaveiroi, hainu karorim atluyim besairo. So the Gemara says, umay kushe, that's also not difficult to understand. Dilme kedishmur, the oma shmul, hoche begizbo hamesuris loy avne binyan askino. We're speaking about a gizbo shel hegdish. That he had in his possession the Avnei Binyan, so it wasn't his Rishus. So that means, if he was a Gizbo, so his Rishus is Rishus Kavoya, because he's a Gizbo for Hegdish. So when he took it, it's not considered a Hitzo Mirshus Hegdish. It's considered, it was always in his Rishus, so his taking it is does not create a Shini Rishus, does not mean that it was taken away from Hegdish. So therefore, when he took it, he's not Moyel. He gives it over to someone else. Now there's a Hitzah from his Rishus, so then there's a Din Mila. So it's also not Gefelach. Elam is safe. So the Mos says the difficulty will be the safe. The safe, it says, Bono besoich beisoi. This gizbo went and built it besoich beisoi. Areize loimol, at sheyidr tachteo beshove pruta. That the chiyav mila will be when he's nene from this even, or koire, and there was yidr tachteo shove pruta, then it'll be mail for shove pruta. But before he's nene, from the even oikoyre, there's no din mila. Vreg de gemore, mechdei shnuye shanye. And the gemore understood that in order for him to put it in, to be boinet besech beisoy, he has to be mishane the even, it should fit in. So he whittled down the even or the koyre. So there was a shini maise in the even or koyre. So that alone is considered a maise gzeila. So the Gemara asks, so michdei shnuye shanye, he was mishane the even. So that alone is considered a gzeila, is mali do, mali loido. Hainu karorim atluyim besaira. So the Gemara says, umay kushe, dulmalach darav. That doesn't mean that he whittled it down and did a pula with it. It should fit exactly into the bonem b'seich beisoy. Means that itake made it should fit exactly, and there was a shini maise. It could be speaking about Sheinichal Piyarube. So in Meile, there was no Sheini Maisa whatsoever. There's only Anochal Piyarube. So therefore, he dolbei in, loy dolbei loy. So what's the problem? So everything is understandable. So the Gemara says, Ala oilom kiderob. No, the Chiddush is, our Mishnah is speaking about, the din we had before, that Rabbi says, if it was neither le mishalayach, and so we say that the shliach is moil. So that's a Chiddush. Why is the shliach moil? The shliach anyo, the poor shliach, why is he moil? Would the kakasha loch, so yes, the kasha, what's the big Chiddush over there? Midi da hava, moitzi, mois, hegdish, lochulun. So yes, it's like all the time, a person has mois, hegdish, and his reshuts, and he's moitzi, lochulun, he's a shaygik, he doesn't know, so he's moil. So you also, the shliach has mois, hegdish on him, he doesn't know that's mois, hegdish, so it's moil, what's the big Chiddush? So the Gemara says, hosa meide yode de ike zuzi de hegdish. That means whenever a person is moil behegdish, means he knows he has in his possession mois hegdish. Now later he forgot if the got mixed up, if this is the mois hegdish. But if a person had mois hegdish in his reshus, so he was once aware of it. So there's a shtikul pshia. So that's called a shaygik. Every shaygik is that way. If he would have been more careful, he would have realized that he's doing something wrong. So memela, every moitzi mois hegdish, we're speaking about a person who was once aware that he had in his possession mois hegdish. So now, by spending it, so that's called a shaygik, and he's chayv emila. But over here, here we're speaking about the shliach that he gave him money. He forgot that this is hegdish money. The shliach bechlal never knew that the mashalach ever had hegdish money to begin with. So memeila, so here it's daima la'inis. So there we would say misporech itzayne. It should not be chayev akob. Should not be chayev mila. Haynu karorim atluyim b'sayro. Let us see Rashi. Midi dahava shalko meitziyim mois hegdish l'chulun b'shoigik sheyimalu. Abzeh b'shoigik eitziyim. The kivin shebitla mishalach shlichusoy. So bitla shlichus avlei iyu meitzi. So he's meitzi mois. Umal. The kivin shenosnam loy. Leitziyam miyad hegdish l'chulam. So the case is by not al even aikir leimol. He gave it over to someone else, so then he was meitzi midri hegdish. B'chaveir leimol b'chol sheyasa hubo. The chaveir will never be moil. So the day he, that means that as long as there was a meil already, so why not l'chulam? V'lei da'ayich l'shlumi l'hegdish. The one who was moil has to pay hegdish. But now it became supposed to be speaking about Kedushas Domim over here. So Kedushas Domim is Yoitzi Lechulin. So Memele, so Chaveri Leimod, Chaveri can use it already. It's Yoitzi Lechulin. The Cholheiche de Monche, Afilo, so the Gemara says, it's in the first case, not all Evan Akeira Shal Hegdish, so the Gemara asks, but in the teal alone, why is Nimoyu? So the Gemadol Heche de Monche, so the Moshe is speaking about a Gizba, Afilo Mekame Yoche Bishuse Monche. If he's the Gizba, so the Evan was always in his Rishus. Ilka Kolkama Shenotlo, Loishanye, Kolkama Shenotlo, Loishanye, Midi, the Taipik Miyoda de Hegdish. That means, so even though he took it, so, but there was no Shini Rishus, there was no Heitzom Rishus Hegdish. Because he took it. It wasn't his rishus before, and he's the gizbo. So the Gemara asks, by Bona B'sech Beisish no Yishanye, Kshekovo Bebinye, Bekonye Beshinoi. So it's Kaine Beshini Maise, Shemisasaso, Bekoivo. So my male, that's called a Shini Maise. So that's like a Maise Gzela. That's a Itzomitshus Hegdish. My male, so why wasn't he moil for this? So the Gemara says, he didn't make a shinish, and he chal pi arube. Liv koi ka arube, just wanted to cover the arube, the skylight, v'chol shoshi yutza noitlo. Lashon yamidi did not make any shini whatsoever. Kedarov and iskar balabayis, hainu, kearor matliim besairo, besmicha muetis, medamina lola moitzi mois hegdish, lechulin, we are medamidis, to moitzi moisudish lachel, lechulin, shareik. When the chiddush is shaykov ulaynis shaysimin shaygik, even though it's more kov ulaynis, afal pikein, there's a din meila.